Will you please turn to 1 Corinthians?
请我们一同翻开哥林多前书
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章
We'll begin with verse 1.
我们从第一节开始。
And I, when I came to you, brethren, came not in excellency of word or wisdom.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去， 并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
Announcing to you the testimony of God, for I did not judge it well to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
因我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。Verse
6
第六节
But we speak wisdom among the perfect, but wisdom not of this world, nor of the rulers of the world, who come to naught.
然而在完全的人中，我们也讲智慧。 但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。But
we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, that hidden mystery, wisdom, which God has predetermined before the ages for our glory.
我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前
Which none of the princes of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。But
according as it is written, Things which eye has not seen, and ear not heard, and which have not come into man's heart, which God has prepared for them that love Him.
如经上所记，神爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。But
God has revealed to us by the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。For
who of man has known the things of a man except the Spirit of the man which is in him? Thus also, the things of God knows no one except the Spirit of God.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。But
we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things which have been freely given to us of God.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵。 乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。The
Gospel according to Matthew.
我们再看马太福音
Chapter 16.
第16章
Matthew Chapter 16.
马太福音第16章
We'll begin with verse 13.
我们由13节开始。
But when Jesus was come into the parts of Caesarea Philippi, he demanded of his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？
And they said, Some, John the Baptist. And others, Elias, and others again, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或先知里的一位。
He says to them, "But ye, who do ye say that I am?"
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
And Simon Peter answering said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus answering said to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to thee, but my Father who is in the heavens."
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
And I also, I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and Hades' gates shall not prevail against it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Verse 21.
再看第21节。
From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go away to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elderhood and high priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day he raised.
从此，耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gathered here in Thy presence,
亲爱的主，当我们聚在你的脚前。
Our hearts do bow in worship.
我们的心俯伏敬拜。
How we praise and thank Thee for Thy tremendous love for us.
我们感谢称颂你，你有这么大的大爱给我们。
How we praise and thank Thee for sending Thy only begotten Son to us.
我们要感谢赞美你，父，你把你独生的子爱子赏给我们。
How we praise and thank Thee that Thou art willing to go to the cross for our sake.
我们谢谢你，你是那样愿意为了我们的缘故上了十字架。
We acknowledge that everything comes from Thee.
我们承认一切都是由你而来。
And everything is through Thee and unto Thee.
一切也是借着你，也是向着你。
How we do desire, Lord, that Thou be glorified in the midst of Thy people.
我们实在愿意你的名在你的儿女们当中被高举。
So we look to Thee this morning.
早上我们仰望你。
That Thy Holy Spirit will work among us.
你的圣灵在我们当中做工。
Release Thy word to us.
把你的话释放出来。
And plant Thy word into our hearts.
把你的话印在我们心中。
That it may bear fruit unto thyself.
叫成为你自成为果子现在你的跟前。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we thank God for giving us this opportunity to be together.
我们感谢神给我们这次机会聚在一起。
We know we are living at the very end of this age.
我们知道我们是住在这最末后的时代。
We do not know whether this gathering will be our last gathering before the Lord's return.
我们不知道我们这一次的聚集是不是主回来以前最后的一次。
It is possible.
是很可能的。
And we look forward to it.
我们实在仰望主的再来。
The Lord is coming soon.
我们的主很快就要来。
We love him even though we have not seen him.
我们爱他，虽然我们还没有见过他。
But we long to see him face to face.
但是我们实在渴慕能够面对面的见我们的主。
But there is a problem here.
但这里有一个难处。
Are we ready for him?
我们预备好了见他没有？
Are we prepared to meet him?
我们有没有预备好来迎接我们的主？
When we shall see him, will we be put to shame?
当我们见他面的时候，我们会不会带着羞愧？
Or will we be glorifying him?
或者我们能够荣耀我们的主？
And thank God that he still gives us this opportunity.
我们感谢神，他仍然给我们现今的机会。
To be ready for our Lord.
叫我们能够预备好来见主。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
To me, I feel this is a very crucial time.
对我们来讲，我觉得这是一个很关键的时刻。
We cannot afford to be complacent.
我们在这里，我们实在不能够太复杂。
We have to seek him diligently with all our hearts.
我们要这样渴慕的来全心全意的寻求他。
This is not a time to play around.
这不是一个玩耍的时间。
This is a time, dear brothers and sisters, that we all get very serious about him.
我们应该非常的严肃来到他的跟前。
I feel that there is a lack of desperation in our spirit.
我实在觉得在我们当中缺乏了一种迫切的灵。
If we really know our time,
如果我们实在认识我们今天的时刻，
I believe that we should feel desperate.
我们实在觉得我们应该觉得非常的迫切。
May the Lord give us that spirit.
求主把这样的灵赏给我们。
That we will really look steadfastly unto Jesus.
我们实在能够注目仰望我们的主。
The author and finisher of our faith.
是信心创始成终的主。
Now the theme of this conference, I believe, is clear to every one of us.
这一次大会的主题，我相信大家都很清楚啊。
The way to the eternal purpose of God, the cross.
通到神永远旨意的道路，十字架。
In the past conferences,
在过去的特会的当中，
we shared in many times and in many ways on the eternal purpose of God.
我们许多次也用许多的角度来分享到神永远的旨意。
Because to know God is to know His purpose.
要认识神，就是要认识他的旨意。
Our God is a God of purpose.
我们的神是有旨意的神。
Even before the foundation of the world.
从创立世界之前，
God purpose a purpose in himself.
他就在他自己的里面定了旨意。
And that purpose governs all his plans and all his ways.
那一个旨意就管理了他一切的计划跟他的方法。
In other words,
换一句话说，
since Eternal past,
从过去的永远里面，
after he has purposed that eternal purpose,
他已经定下了那个永远的旨意。
He has been working throughout the ages and the generations for that very purpose.
他在过去的世代，在过去的日子的里面，他一直为了这一个旨意在那里做工。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you can see immediately
弟兄姊妹，你可以马上的看到
，How important, essential is that purpose？
是多么的重要，这个旨意是多么的重要。
If we miss that purpose，
如果我们没有看准这一个旨意
，then our whole lives will be a loss, a waste。
我们的一生就被浪费了。
What is the eternal purpose of God?
什么是神永远的旨意？
What is it that God has revealed to us of His heart and of His mind?
神给我们显现他的心思跟他的意念是什么？
This mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages in God.
这一个在历史历代里面隐藏的神的奥秘
，Thank God has now been revealed to us through the apostles and the prophets。
感谢神，他借着使徒跟先知，把这个奥秘向我们显明。
So today, this mystery is an open secret。
今天这一个奥秘被打开了。
But brothers and sisters。
弟兄姊妹们
，Even though it has been revealed，
虽然向我们已经启示出来
，and has been recorded in the Word of God，
已经记录在神的话里面
，yet we must receive personal revelation from the Lord。
但是我们个人需要从主那里得到他给我们个人的启示。
Without that revelation。
如果没有这个启示
，the eternal purpose of God is just a vague theory。
神永远的旨意只是一个空泛的理论。
But when God reveals it into your heart，
但当神把这一个奥秘启示在你心中
，as the apostle Paul says，
像使徒保罗所说
，it has pleased God。To reveal His Son in me，
他实在是多么的愿意把他的儿子启示在我心中。
Then you will find there is a transformation。
你就在那里看到那里有一个改变。
In all spiritual things，
在所有属灵的事物里面
，we need revelation。
我们需要启示
，because in ourselves there is absolutely no way to know God。
因为靠着我们自己，我们是没有办法来认识神的。
So may the Lord give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation。
所以求主给我们那智慧跟启示的灵。
Unto the full knowledge of God。
叫我们能够真知道他。
So in the past, our emphasis，
在过去我们所着重的。
Was more on this matter of revelation.
我们是注重在启示这一面。
How we need that heavenly vision.
我们实在需要那天上来的启示。
Saul, the Pharisee.
这个法利赛人扫罗。
Before he received, he see that heavenly vision.
当他没有得到那天上来的异象以前
，We found that he was groping in darkness。
我们实在知道他是活在黑暗的当中。
He wanted to serve God。
他愿意侍奉神
，But what he did was opposing God。
但他所做的乃是反对神。
But thank God on the road to Damascus。
但是感谢神，当他去大马士的路上的时候
，It pleased God to reveal His Son。In him，
神实在喜悦把他自己向扫罗显现。
And what a transformation came upon him！
就在扫罗的身上有了极大的改变。
He became Paul the apostle。
他就成为使徒保罗。
He is one who really knows the eternal purpose of God。
他实在认识神永远的旨意。
So brothers and sisters。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Let us pray to the Lord，
让我们一同在神面前祷告
，That He will grant us that that spirit of wisdom and revelation.
他把那智慧跟启示的灵赏给我们。
That we may really know what is the eternal purpose of God.
叫我们能够真知道什么是神那永远的旨意。
Of course, to put it very simply.
简单的来说。
The eternal purpose of God is none other than Christ and His church.
神永远的旨意就是基督和教会。
But without revelation from above,
如果我们没有从上面来的启示，
our understanding of Christ and our understanding of the church is completely outward.
我们对于基督与教会的认识只不过是外面的。
It's all superficial.
只是表面上的。
And it is full of errors.
那里实在充满了错误。
Only with revelation from above.
只有从上面来的启示。
Then we really know Christ, and we really know what the church is.
我们才能够认识基督，才能够知道教会。
But this time our emphasis is different.
这次我们的着重点有一点不同。
Instead of emphasizing on this matter of revelation,
我们不再着重于在启示这一点。
We do not mean to say that revelation is insignificant.
我们不是说启示不重要。
It is the very basis.
启示乃是最基础的。
But we have gone over this so many times.
我们已经讲了许多次了。
So we feel that there is a need to emphasize the way.
我们觉得这一次是比较注重讲到道路。
You remember in the letter to the Ephesians,
我们记得在以弗所书里面，
there are two prayers that the Apostle Paul prayed for the church.
在有两个祷告是使徒保罗为着教会所发出的祷告。
His first prayer is God may grant them the spirit of wisdom and revelation to the knowledge of God.
头一个乃是求神把赐人智慧跟启示的灵赏给教会。
But then you find in chapter 3,
但你在第三章的里面你又看到
He had another prayer.
他又有一个祷告。
And the emphasis of the prayer is that we may apprehend the fullness of God.
那个祷告乃是叫我们能够认识他自己的丰富。
In other words,
换一句话说，
the first prayer is concerning revelation.
头一个祷告是关于启示。
And the second prayer is concerning the way.
第二个祷告乃是讲到道路。
Because revelation is heavenly.
因为启示是从天上来的。
But without the way, the cross, it will remain in heaven.
但是如果没有道路，没有十字架，这个启示仍然是在天上。
For that revelation,to become reality in our lives.
让那个启示成为我们生活里面的实际。
To be fulfilled in us.
能够在我们身上来成就出来。
We need to find a way.
我们需要找到这条路。
And the way is none other but the way of the cross.
这个路不是别的，乃是十字架的道路。
So this is the emphasis for our time.
这是我们这次聚会所着重的。
Our brother Lance speaks on the cross and Christ.
兰佩德弟兄讲到基督与十字架。
And our dear brother Christian speaks on the cross and the Spirit.
陈弟兄讲到十字架与圣灵。
And I was assigned to speak on the cross and the church.
我所交通的乃是十字架与教会。
We will look at this matter from three different directions.
我们从三个方面来看。
The cross, the foundation of the church.
十字架是教会建造的基础。
Second,
第二点,
the cross and the building of the church.
十字架, 教会的建造。
And finally, the cross, the testimony of the church.
那最后一点, 十字架, 教会的见证。
So by the grace of God this morning, we want to consider the cross and the foundation of the church.
今天我们靠着主的恩典来看十字架教会的基础。
When the Apostle Paul was ready to go into Corinth,
当使徒保罗预备好来到哥林多的时候，
He went there to announce the testimony of God.
他在那里要宣讲神的见证。
The testimony of God is none other than what God has revealed of himself.
神的见证乃是他如何的把自己启示出来。
No one knows God.
没有人能够认识神。
God is the greatest mystery in the universe.
神乃是宇宙当中最大的奥秘。
Unless he reveals himself,
除非他自己把他启示出来。
Nobody will know him in any way.
没有任何人能够靠着任何的方法来认识他。
But thank God, he is the God of revelation.
但是感谢神，他是那位赐启示的神。
He is the God who reveals himself.
他是那位把自己启示出来的神。
All that we know of God is because of what he has revealed.
我们之所以能够认识我们的神，乃是他把他自己启示给我们。
Nothing more.
哦，我们没有别的。
Of course.
当然。
What he has revealed to us is not all that he is.
他所启示给我们的不是他完全的自己。
Because he is far beyond us.
因为他实在是超越我们的。
But thank God, it pleases him to reveal himself to us.
但是感谢神，他喜悦把他自己向我们显现出来。
What he reveals is his testimony.
他所启示出来的乃是他的见证。
That is his testified of himself, who he is and what he is.
他自己为自己做见证，他是谁，他是怎么样的一个。
What is his purpose?
他的旨意是什么。
What is his way?
他的道路是什么。
And he reveals it to us.
他向我们启示出来。
And this is the testimony of God.
这是神的见证。
The Apostle Paul, he went to Corinth to announce the testimony of God.
使徒保罗到哥林多要去宣讲神的见证。
But in doing that,
当他要这样做的时候,
he knew that he couldn't do it with the wisdom and the eloquence of man.
他知道他不能用人的高言大智来宣讲。
Because this is far beyond any human capacity.
因为这实在是超越人所能领会的。
So he decided,
所以他决定,
that he, when he arrived at Corinth,
当他到哥林多的时候，
He will know nothing,
他不知道别的，
except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
In other words,
换句话说，
Jesus Christ and him crucified is the only way to the testimony of God.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架乃是唯一做神见证的道路。
Aside from Jesus Christ and him crucified,
除了耶稣基督并他钉十字架，
there is no revelation, there is no way to the testimony of God.
对于神的见证来讲，那没有其他的道路，没有其他的见证。
Jesus Christ and him crucified is the very foundation to the testimony of God.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架乃是神见证的基础。
We know that in the days of the apostles,
我们知道在使徒时代，
that city of Corinth was a cultured city.
哥林多乃是一个文化的都市。
It was noted for its eloquence and for its knowledge.
那里是以它的文化，以它的知识来出名的。
But it is a very corrupted and evil city.
但是是一个非常腐败以充满罪恶的城市。
So the Apostle Paul, as he contemplated of announcing the testimony of God to them,
当使徒保罗要在那里讲如何的把神的见证对他们宣讲的时候，
He will not match his intelligence with their intelligence.
他不用他自己的智慧跟他们的智慧相比。
He will not use his own words trying to match with them.
他不要用他自己的话与他们相比。
He will announce to them Jesus Christ and him crucified.
他对他们只是宣讲耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
Because only Jesus Christ and him crucified could save them.
因为只有耶稣基督并他钉十字架能够拯救他们。
Can change them, can transform them.
能够改变他们，能够叫他们变过来。
Jesus Christ and him crucified.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Now, brothers and sisters, today when we hear this,
弟兄姊妹，今天当我们听到这些话，
probably we will feel, well, that is very elementary.
我们觉得这是非常太基本的。
Of course we know Jesus Christ.
当然我们知道耶稣基督。
Of course we know him crucified.
当然我们知道他钉十字架。
And it is because we know him and his crucifixion.
因为我们知道他钉了十字架，
so we are saved，
所以我们才得救。
And we belong to him，
我们是属于他的。
And he belongs to us，
他属于我们。
This is very elementary，
这是非常基本的初级的。
But brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们，
within that were Jesus Christ and him crucified，
在耶稣基督并他钉十字架这一句话里面，
There is the principle to the full purpose of God.
在那里带出达到神旨意完全的原则。
To the world，
对世界来讲，
To people who are not saved，
对于没有得救的人来讲，
Who are in sins and transgressions.
他们死在罪恶过犯的里面。
They need to know Jesus Christ and him crucified.
他们需要知道耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
In order to be saved.
才能够得救。
But after we are saved.
但当我们得拯救以后，
Jesus Christ and him crucified is not something of the past.
耶稣基督跟他钉十字架不是过去的事情。
When we believe in him and his cross, this is just the beginning.
当我们相信主并接受他的十字架，这只不过是一个开始。
And if we allowed him and his cross to work in our lives,
如果我们让他和他的十字架在我们生命里面做工的时候，
then we will be led into the eternal purpose of God.
那样我们才能可以带进他那永远的旨意里面。
With the Corinthians, Paul was not able to share with them the full counsel of God.
对于哥林多的人，保罗不能够把神整个的计划向他们传讲。
Even though by announcing to them Jesus Christ and him crucified, they got saved.
虽然向他们讲了耶稣基督并他钉十字架，叫他们得救了。
But after they are saved,
当他们得救以后，
they are not growing in Jesus Christ and him crucified.
他没有在耶稣基督并他钉十字架的上面来长进。
They still live by their own natural life.
他们仍然靠着他们天然的生命来活。
For this reason, Paul was not able to share with them the eternal purpose of God.
为了这个缘故，保罗不能够跟他们讲到神永远的旨意。
But he did mention in verse 6.
但他第六节在那里提到。
He said, but among the perfect,
他说在完全的人中
we do talk about the wisdom, hidden wisdom of God.
我们也讲到智慧神那隐藏的智慧。
Now who are the perfect?
谁是完全的人？
The perfect here does not mean sinless perfection.
这里不是说无罪的完全。
Aside from our Lord Jesus,
除了我们的主以外，
in this world,
在这个世上，
there is no one who is sinless perfect.
没有任何一个人是完全无是无罪的完全。
Only our Lord Jesus,
只有我们的主耶稣。
He knows no sin.
他不知道罪。
He has never sinned.
他从来没有犯过罪。
He does not even know what is sin.
他根本就不知道罪是什么。
Aside from him,
除了他以外
，no one is sinless perfect.
没有任何一个人是无罪的完全。
But in the scripture,
在圣经的里面
，the perfect here means the grown up, the matured.
这里讲到这个完全是讲到成熟，讲到长大的。
If we believe in Jesus Christ and Him crucified,
如果我们相信耶稣基督并他钉十字架
，not only as the means by which we are saved,
不单单是因着这个我们可以得救
，but we let Jesus Christ and Him crucified continue to work in us.
我们让耶稣基督并他钉十字架继续的在我们里面做工
，then we will grow.
然后我们才能够成长。
We will be more matured.
我们就能够更加的成熟。
And as we become more matured,
当我们更加成熟的时候
，then we can talk about the eternal purpose of God.
我们才能够讲神永远的旨意。
We can talk about God's mystery.
我们可以讲到神的奥秘。
How His wisdom is in a hidden mystery.
讲到他的智慧是在 隐藏的那个奥秘。
But when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
当我们读哥林多前书第二章的时候
from verse 6 onward,
从第六节开始
Paul in a way tried to describe what is that mystery.
是保罗在这里就形容那一个奥秘。
What is God's wisdom in a mystery?
就是讲到神奥秘的智慧。
He tells us,
他告诉我们
that this is a wisdom that the world never knows.
这一个奥秘是世界的人所不明白的。
And this is a wisdom that man has never heard, never seen, and has never thought about it.
所以这一个智慧是世人是眼睛未曾听见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
It has never been thought about.
人从来没有想过的。
Because it's far beyond human possibility.
因为这实在是超越人所能的。
And it concerns us.
这是关于我们的。
Concerns those who love God.
是对于爱神的人来讲的。
It is something that is revealed only by the Spirit of God.
这只是神的灵才能够启示出来的。
And it is for our glory.
这是为了我们得荣耀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，What is it?
这是什么呢
？It is the church.
是教会。
So here you'll find.The connection between the cross and the church.
你在这里就看到教会跟十字架的关系。
It is through the cross that the church is revealed and realized.
乃是借着十字架， 教会被启示被显示出来。
Now we'll go back to Matthew 16.
我们再回到马太十六章。
We remember that our Lord Jesus, he went to the border of Caesarea Philippi.
我们知道我们的主到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
We know Caesarea Philippi is a Gentile city.
我们知道该撒利亚腓立比是一个外邦的城市。
Our Lord was rejected by his own people.
哦，主自己的百姓拒绝了他。
So he retreated to the border of a Gentile city.
所以他就退到外邦城市的境内。
Then he asked his disciples a question.
他就问他的门徒们一个问题。
Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, is?
说人说我人子是谁？
And of course, the disciples will give him all the good reports.
哦，这些门徒就告诉他许多给他好的报告。
Some say you are John the Baptist coming into life.
说有人说你是施洗约翰活过来了。
And others said you are Isaiah.
有人说你是以利亚。
Others say you're Jeremiah because you weep a lot.
有人说你是耶利米，因为你常常流泪。
Or you're one of the prophets.
或者你是先知里的一位。
Then our Lord turned to his disciples again.
然后我们的主又来问他的门徒们说
，What do you think that I am?
你们说我是谁
？You who have been with me.
你们已经跟我在一起了。
What do you think that I am?
你们说我是谁
？And Simon Peter, as usual.The spokesman among the disciples.
你说西门彼得他是门徒的代言人啊。
And he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
他说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Our Lord immediately said to him,
我们的主马上对他说
，Simon, son of Jonah,
说西门巴约拿
，You are blessed.
你是有福的。
Because this is not something that flesh and blood can show you.
因为这不是属血气的指示你的。
Flesh and blood can tell you that he is a prophet.
属血肉的可以告诉他说主是一个先知。
But it is the Father who is in heaven who has revealed his Son to you.
是乃是天上的父。把他的儿子指示给你。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，No one know our Lord Jesus.
没有人认识我们的主耶稣。
But the Father,
除了父以外。
And to whom the Father is pleased to reveal.
哦，父是愿意把他的儿子启示出来。
Thank God,
感谢神。
When we come to the Lord Jesus,
当我们来到主耶稣的跟前
，The Father.Reveals His Son to us and in us.
父把他的儿子启示给我们，也启示在我们的里面。
What a mercy! What a grace! What a love!
这是多么大的怜悯，多么大的爱，多么大的恩典。
Because of this revelation of the Father concerning His Son.
好，因为这个启示是父如何的启示他儿子。
On the basis of that revelation,
根据这一个启示
，Our Lord Jesus,
我们的主耶稣
，gave further revelation,
给我们进一步的启示。
He said,
他说
，You are Peter,
你是彼得
，You are a stone,
你是一块小石头。
On this rock, I will build my church.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄，阴间的门不能胜过它。
This is the first time our Lord Jesus mentioned the word church while he was on earth.
这是我们的主在地上头一次提到教会这个字。
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会。
On this rock,
在这个磐石上
，and you are Peter, a stone.
你是彼得，是一块小石头。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
What we have here is what is the foundation of the church?
我们在这里讲到是教会的根基是什么
？Foundation is most important to a building.
对于一个建筑物来讲，根基是最重要的。
Even though it is hidden,
虽然是隐藏的
，yet it is most important.
但这是最重要的。
What is the foundation of the church?
教会的根基是什么
？Some people say,
有人说
，Because the Lord said you are Peter,
因为主说你是彼得
，You are a stone.
你是那块石头。
On this rock, I will build my church.
在这个磐石上，我要建造我的教会。
But therefore, Peter is the foundation of the church.
所以彼得就是教会的根基。
Thank God, Peter knows better.
但我们感谢神，彼得知道不是这样。
Because in 1 Peter chapter 2,
因为在彼得前书第二章那里告诉我们
，In verse 5 he said, "As we come to the Lord Jesus,"
他说，当我们来到主的跟前
，Our Lord is the living stone.
我们的主乃是活石。
As we come to Him, we all become living stone.
当我们来到他的面前，我们都要像活石。
And we are to build together into a spiritual house.
我们要被建造成为灵宫
，a holy priesthood.
成为的祭司。
To offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
要成为一个神所悦纳的灵祭献给神。
So Peter is not the foundation of the church.
所以彼得不是教会的根基。
If he is the foundation,
如果他是教会的根基
，then as you read on,
当你继续读下去的时候
，you will find that how our Lord turned to him and said, "Satan." Get behind me.
你就会看到主对着彼得说：“撒旦，退我后面去。”
That foundation has already been shaken.
那个根基已经摇动了。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，we know for sure.
我们实在的知道
that Peter is not the foundation of the church.
彼得不是教会的根基。
Nobody is the foundation of the church.
没有任何人是教会的根基。
Christ Jesus, He is the only.
耶稣基督乃是那唯一的根基。
Peter is just a little small stone.
彼得只不过是一块小石头。
A chip out of the rock.
是从磐石里面出来的。
And our Lord Jesus is the rock.
我们的主耶稣乃是那磐石。
He is the sure foundation.
他是那个真正的根基。
You remember the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
你知道。在哥林多前书第三章，使徒保罗那里这样说
：“He said, 'I'm like a master builder.'”
他说：“我乃像是一个工头。”
Literally, it is I'm a foreman.
就是说我是一个工头啊。
I lay the foundation.
我在那里立下了根基。
There is no other foundation.
在那里没有别的根基。
That can be laid.
可以。在那里立下
，The foundation is Jesus Christ。
那根基乃是耶稣基督
，And we all being built upon it。
我们都是在上面被建造。
So brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，What is the foundation of the church？
教会的根基是什么
？The foundation of the church is Christ Jesus。
教会的根基乃是耶稣基督。
But we find Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20.
我们在以弗所书第二章第二十节那里告诉我们
There you find the Apostle Paul says, the church is built upon the foundations of the apostles.
使徒保罗说，教会是被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
And Christ Jesus is the cornerstone.
耶稣基督自己为房角石。
And then, if you read Revelation chapter 21,
你读启示录第二十一章的时候
，you find in New Jerusalem,
你发现在新耶路撒冷的里面
There are 12 foundations.
山上面有十二个根基。
And the names written on the 12 foundations are the 12 apostles of our Lord Jesus.
那十二个根基上面就写着十二个使徒的名字。
So is there any contradiction here?
在这里有没有一些的矛盾呢？
We know there is none.
我们知道那里没有。
The foundation of the church is Jesus Christ.
教会的根基乃是耶稣基督。
The reason why you find in Ephesians and in Revelations,
你看在以弗所书跟在启示录里面同样的记载。
The 12 apostles seem to be the 12 foundations of the New Jerusalem.
哦，那十二个使徒好像是新耶路撒冷的根基。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because we are told.
因为是这样说。
In Ephesians chapter 3,
在以弗所第三章的里面
we are told that the mystery,
那个奥秘
was revealed to the apostles and the prophets.
那个奥秘乃是向使徒跟先知来启示出来。
In other words,
换句话说
today we know about our Lord Jesus.
今天我们能够认识我们的主。
It is through the apostles.
是借着使徒。
Our Lord Jesus revealed himself to the apostles.
我们的主把他自己启示给使徒们。
And the apostles deliver that revelation to us.
使徒们就把这个启示传递给我们。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
在哥林多前书第十一章的里面
，When Paul mentioned this matter of the Lord's table，
哦，当我保罗在那里讲到主的桌子的时候
，He said， I deliver to you what I have received from the Lord。
他说，我传给你们的就是我从主那里领受的。
It is not something that is invented by the apostle。
这不是使徒们所发明的。
He received it from the Lord.
他说是我从主领受的。
And he faithfully delivered it to us.
他就很忠心的来传给我们。
The Apostle John in 1 John.
哦，使徒约翰在约翰一书的里面。
He said, Our fellowship, we fellowship with you.And our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son.
他说我跟你们交通，而我们的交通是与父与子来相交。
So the source is the Father and the Son.
所以那个交通的起源是父与子。
The apostles do not have any teaching.
哦，使徒没有自己的教训。
The apostles do not have any personal fellowship.
使徒他们没有自己的一个交通。
Their teaching is the teaching of Christ.
他们的教导乃是耶稣基督的教导。
Their fellowship is the fellowship of God's Son Jesus Christ.
他们讲的交通乃是与神的儿子耶稣基督的交通。
So we find the foundation of the church is none other.But Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
所以我们看到教会的根基乃是耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
But after our Lord Jesus revealed the church to the apostles,
当我们看到神把教会启示给使徒的时候
，then immediately.Afterwards, in verse 21,
马上在马太十六章第二十一节那里告诉我们
，From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go away to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and the third day be raised.
说从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去。受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Our Lord revealed to Peter.
我们的主向彼得启示他自己。
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会。
And it will be built on the rock.
要这个教会要建造在这磐石上。
It will be built upon himself.
是建造他自己的身上。
Then he further revealed to his disciples.
他继续的向他的门徒们启示。
That he must go to Jerusalem.
他要必须上耶路撒冷。
He will be rejected by the chief priests, by the scribes, by the Pharisees.
他要受长老、祭司长、文士对他的拒绝。
He will be killed,
并且被杀。
But on the third day, he will be raised from the dead.
第三日，他要从死里复活。
This is the first time that our Lord Jesus began to reveal to his disciples what will happen to him.
这是主第一次向他的门徒启示出他所要受的。
After he has revealed the church,
当他启示出教会。
After he has revealed that he is the foundation of the church,
当他启示出他是教会的根基
then he began to explain to his disciples.
然后他就向他的门徒们来解释清楚
How is this foundation laid?
这一个根基是如何的在那个 立下
He said he must go to Jerusalem.
他说他要上耶路撒冷去
He must be killed.
他要受被杀
But on the third day, he will be raised.
第三天他要复活
Before his crucifixion,
当他钉十字架以前
we find there are three occasions
我们发现呢有三次
that our Lord Jesus revealed to his disciples about his crucifixion.
我们的主三次来启示出他要钉十字架。
This is the first occasion.
这是头一次。
Then we find in chapter 17 of Matthew.
我们再看在马太十七章的时候。
After his transformation.
当他改变形象之后。
Then he was in Galilee.
他在加利利。
And in Galilee, he continued to reveal to his disciples.
他在加利利继续向他的门徒来启示出他自己。
That he must go.To Jerusalem and be killed.
他要上耶路撒冷并且被杀。
Then the third occasion was in Matthew chapter 20.
第三次是在马太第二十章。
On his way to Jerusalem.
当他要上耶路撒冷的路上。
He again revealed to his disciples.
他再次向他的门徒们启示出来。
That he must be crucified.
他要被钉在十字架上。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Why is it so?
为什么是这样呢
？Our Lord Jesus is the foundation of the church.
我们的主耶稣乃是教会的根基。
And that foundation is the confession of Peter.
那一个根基乃是彼得所承认的。
That you are the Christ.The Son of the Living God.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Our Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
我们的主耶稣乃是神的儿子。
He is the eternal Son of the eternal God.
他是永远的神，那永远的儿子。
He is forever the Son of God.
他永远是神的儿子。
Even after he came into this world.
当他来到这个地上的时候
，and he called himself the Son of Man，
他称自己为人子
，and yet he is still the Son of God，
但他仍然是神的儿子。
The Father acknowledged that，
父在那里
认纳他。This is my beloved Son，
这是我的爱子
，that never changes，
这个永远没有改变过。
And he, as the Son, was sent into this world，
他做儿子被差到这个地上
，to be Christ。
成为基督
，Christ means the anointed.
基督乃是说到被膏的。
He was anointed to do a job.
他是被膏命做这一个工作。
He was sent on a mission.
他是被差派做这个职事。
So our Lord Jesus again and again said,
我们的主一再的说
，The one who sent me.
差我来的。
I'm here not by myself.
我来不是靠我自己。
There is one who sent me, my father who sent me.
是我的父差我来。
And I must do his will.
我要活出他的旨意。
He was sent to accomplish a work.
他被差遣来完成一个工作。
The work of redemption.
是完成救赎的工作。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
how can we accomplish that mission?
他如何的能够完成这一个职事？
He has to go to the cross.
他必须要上十字架。
If he does not go to the cross,
如果他没有上十字架的话，
that mission cannot be accomplished.
那一个工作，那一个职事就不能够完成。
He will fail to be Christ.
他就不能够成为基督。
So he must go.
所以他
to the cross.
一定要上十字架。
Therefore, he tells his disciples.
所以他就告诉他的门徒们。
You acknowledge me as the Christ.
你们承认我是基督。
The foundation of the church.
教会的根基。
Now let me tell you.
我再告诉你。
How am I going to fulfill my mission?
我怎么样能够完成我的职事？
That I may truly be the Christ.
我能够真正的成为那基督。
I have to go to the cross.
我一定要上十字架。
There is no other way.
没有别的方法。
Without the cross, we have no Christ.
如果没有十字架，就没有基督。
Because he cannot accomplish his purpose.
因为他不能够完成他的旨意。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Our Lord Jesus not only came into this world.
我们的主耶稣不但只来到这个地上。
Our brothers have already mentioned this.
我们的弟兄们已经提到这个。
How he was equal with God.
他如何的与神同等。
But he emptied himself.
但是他倒空他自己。
He cannot empty himself of his deity.
他不能够倒空他的神格。
Because that's what he is.
因为这是他所是的。
But he emptied himself of all the glory and honor around deity.
那他是把他神格里面一切的丰富荣耀都倒空。
His place,
他的地位。
His power, authority,
他的能力，他的权柄。
He can empty himself of these things.
他可以倒空他这一自己的一切。
In order to be a man.
然后他成为一个人。
And the form is the form of a bond slave.
啊，他取了一个奴仆的形象。
That is to say, he has no right of anything.
就是说明他没有任何的权利。
He was obedient to the Father.
他顺服他的父亲。
Even unto death.
顺服以至于死。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we thank God.For sending his son into this world.
我们感谢神，他把他的儿子差到这个地上。
His incarnation is a great mystery.
那个他的道成肉身是一个极大的奥秘。
We thank God for sending his son into this world and live for 33 years.
我们感谢神，他差他的儿子来到地上，生活过33年。
But as our brothers already mentioned,
我们的弟兄已经提过。
If on the Mount of Transfiguration,
在变化山上，
when Moses and Elijah talk with him about his exodus,
当摩西跟以利亚讲到他出去的事情，
he can easily exit from that mountain to the throne.
他可以很容易从变化山上一直离开地上到宝座上去。
Because he had lived a perfect life.
因为他活出一个完全的生活。
He had lived a life that is the man in God's heart.
他活出来是神心意里面的人的样子。
He is worthy to return.
他实在配能够回到天上。
But he refused to return.
但是他拒绝那个时候升天。
He came down from the mountain.
他从山上下来。
And he went to Jerusalem.
他直奔耶路撒冷。
And went to the cross.
上十字架。
It is for our sake.
是为了我们的缘故。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Christ crucified,
基督钉十字架，
is absolutely necessary to our Lord Jesus.
对于我们主耶稣来讲，这是他必须要做的。
Without that, he cannot be Christ.
如果不上十字架，他就不能成为基督。
And you know how Satan tried to persuade him from the cross.
你知道撒旦是如何的要说服叫他不要上十字架。
Even when he was tempted 40 days in the wilderness.
当他在旷野四十天受试探的时候，
the Satan tempted him.
撒旦试探他，
you don't need to go to the cross.
你不需要上十字架。
All you need to do,
你所要做的，
jump from the temple,
是从殿顶跳下来，
and let everybody see you descending.
叫所有人看到你是这样的降临，
and they will all believe in you.
他们就都相信你了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
our LordRejected.
我们的主拒绝这个试探。
That is not the way for his exodus.
这不是他离世的道路。
And even at this last minute,
就算在这最后的一刻，
Satan tried to use his beloved disciple.
撒旦让你用耶稣所爱的门徒
to dissuade him from the cross.
叫让你说服他，叫他不要上十字架。
But our Lord knows.
我们的主他知得很清楚。
Thank God.
感谢神。
So brothers and sisters, first of all,
弟兄姊妹，首先，
the cross is necessary for our Lord Jesus.
十字架对于我们的主来说是必须的。
If we proclaim a crossless Christ,
如果我们在那里宣讲没有十字架的基督，
there is no salvation.
那里就没有救恩。
But more than that,
更进一步，
Our Lord Jesus, he went to the cross.
我们的主他上十字架。
He was there for 6 hours.
他在那里6个小时。
From 9 o'clock in the morning,
从早上九点到中午12点，
we find that he was surrounded by his enemies.
我们发现仇敌包围着他。
Not only the priests and the people, they mock him.
不单指祭司百姓那里嘲笑他，
even the robbers that were crucified with him mock him.
那个与他一同钉十字架的强盗也在那里嘲笑他。
And in the darkness, in the hidden way, the enemy was surrounding him.
黑暗的士兵里面，仇敌也在那包围他。
He suffered tremendously, not only physically, but mentally.
他不单是肉身受苦，他的精神也受极大的痛苦。
But thank God, his father was with him.
感谢神，天父与他同在。
Then at 12 o'clock,
12点钟，
we find that the sun was darkened.
你看，太阳都变黑了。
And it was from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
是从中午12点到下午3点。
It was not man that rejected him and crucified him.
不单只是人拒绝他，钉他十字架。
It was not just Satan trying to destroy him.
不单只是撒旦想在那里摧毁他。
His own father, whom he loved from eternity.
那个在永世里面就一直爱他的父亲。
Turn his face against him.
也向他转脸不看。
In Isaiah 53, it says, "Jehovah, God, crush him."
在以赛亚53章说，耶和华神把他压伤。
And that's the time when he cried out, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
这是那个时候他在那个营里喊出说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
He does not say my father.
他没有说我的父。
When he was first crucified,
当他刚上十字架的时候，
He said, Father, forgive them.
他说父啊，赦免他们。
For they know not what they do.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
The Father was with him.
父那个时候与他同在。
But now,
但现在
，God, the God of the universe,
宇宙的神
，the Holy God, the Righteous God,
那位公义圣洁的神
，crush him,
压伤他。
Because there he became a sin offering.
因为那个时候他成为了那个赎罪祭。
He who knows no sin was made sins for us.
他那位不知罪的为我们成为罪。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，He could not bear it.
他实在不能够忍受。
He cried out.
他在那里呼喊。
And the father could not bear it.
父亲也受不了。
So he turned his face.
所以他就掩脸不看他。
The love of God.
神的爱。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Our Lord Jesus suffered eternal death for us during those 3 hours.
我们的主为了我们的缘故承担那个永远的死
，separated from God，
与神分离。
That is eternal death，
那是永远的死亡。
But He was willing for us，
他为了我们的缘故，他情愿如此。
That we may be saved，
叫我们能够得救。
Before He passed away， He said。It is finished.
当他离世以前，他说成了。
The work of redemption is done.
救赎的工作完成了。
Christ has fulfilled his mission.
基督已经完成了他的职事。
And he gave his spirit back to his father.
他把他的灵交给他的父。
In other words,
换句话说
，the father has Receive him back.
父亲把他接回来。
Because the next day is a great Sabbath.
因为第二天是安息日。
So no one that is cursed and hanged should be there.
一切被咒诅的要从十字架上取下来。
So the soldiers came.
所以兵丁来。
Usually, when a person was crucified,
一般当钉十字架的时候
，it is a lingering death.
哦，那是一个长久的死亡。
So they came to make sure that those who were crucified were dead or made dead.
兵丁来看那个钉十字架的是死了，或者把他们扎死。
The two robbers, they are still living.
那两个强盗他们还活着
，so they break their legs，
所以他就打断他的骨头
，to speed them to death，
叫他们快点死。
But when they come to the Lord，
当他们来到主的跟前
，they saw he was already dead，
他们发现主已经死了。
But to make sure that he was dead，
但一定要查验他真正死了
，a soldier thrust his spear into his side，
所以。兵丁就拿剑刺上他的肋旁
，and out of it comes out blood and water.
从他肋旁就流出血和水。
And the Apostle Apostle John was there.
使徒约翰在那里。
He saw it.
他看到。
And he witnessed, bear witness to it.
他在那里做见证。
In John chapter 19,
在约翰第十九章的里面
，He said, "I saw it."
他说我看见了。
I saw blood and water came out.
他说我看到血 和水流出来。
I bear witness to it.
我在这里要做见证。
And my witness is true.
我的见证是真的。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Why is it that John is so emphatic on this fact?
为什么约翰在那里这样的要详细的讲出这个事实
？Because out of his broken heart.
因为在他那个破了的心的里面
，came out the last drop of blood.
就流出了那最后的一滴血。
And it is already disintegrated.
那已经水跟血已经分开了。
Blood and water.
血跟水。
What is the meaning of it?
那个意是什么呢
？Because the blood and water that came out of the side of our Lord is the material for the building of the house of God.
因为血和水从主的肋旁流出来，乃是建造教会的材料。
Blood for the remission of sins.
血乃是为了赎罪。
Water giving his life to us.
水赐给我们生命。
He poured out his life like water.
他把他的生命倾倒像水一样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，These are the materials for the building of the church.
这是建造教会的材料。
The church is not built with you and me.
教会不是用你跟我来建造的。
The church is built with the blood and water in you and me.
教会乃是用你我里面的血和水来建造的。
The material for the building of the house is Christ himself in you and me.
建造教会的材料乃是在你我里面的基督。
It is not you and me.
不是你跟我。
It is Christ in you and in me.
是在你里面跟在我里面的基督。
It is his blood that washes away all our sins.
是他的血洗净了我们一切的罪。
That clear up all the things that are against God.
是除去了一切顶撞神的东西。
And it is his life poured out into us.
是他的生命倒出来给我们的。
And this becomes the building material of the church.
这就是教会建造的材料。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，We find that the cross is necessary for our Lord Jesus.
我们觉得十字架是我们主所需要的。
Because without it, he cannot fulfill his mission as Christ.
没有十字架。他就不能够完成他做基督的职事。
On the contrary,
相对来讲
，He will be our condemnation instead of our justification.
不然他就成为定我们罪的，而不是我们的拯救者。
Because he is the only one who lived a perfect life.
因为只有他是那唯一的活出完美的生活的那一位。
But thank God,
感谢神。
He is willing to go to the cross.
他愿意上十字架
for our sake.
为了我们的缘故。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
and in from this very cross,
从
of Christ,
这一个耶稣的十字架上
comes the material for the building of the church.
就得到了建造教会的材料。
I believe, brothers and sisters, We need to see this very clearly.
弟兄姊妹，我实在相信我们需要看得很清楚。
Because to many, when you talk about the church,
对许多人来讲，当你讲到教会的时候
，Now what is the church?
什么是教会？
Many people think that church is that stone building or brick building or even wood building around the corner of the street.
许多人以为教会就是在街口那一座建筑物。
And I believe, brothers and sisters, we know better.
我实在知道弟兄姊妹，我们是比较清楚。
And we know this is not the church.
我们知道那个不是教会。
Now we say, well, what is the church?
那我们说什么是教会呢？
We say church are those who are saved.
我们说教会乃是那些得救的人。
Because the church means the called out ones gathered together.
因为教会乃是被召出来聚在一起。
So we are the called out ones.
我们是那些被呼召出来的。
And we gather together.
我们聚在一起。
So that is the church.
所以这个是教会。
In other words, we are the church.
换一句话说，我们是教会。
Now, in one sense, that is true.
从一个角度来讲，这是对的。
But in the strictest sense, this is not true.
但严格上来讲，这还是不准确。
The church is not you and me.
教会不是你和我。
There are you and me.
哦，那里有你跟我。
But the church is not built with that.
但教会不是用这个来建造。
The church is built that which comes out of Christ.
教会乃是建造在从基督里面出来的。
Because only that which comes out of Christ can return to Christ.
因为只有从基督里面出来的才能够归给基督。
The church is a living body.
教会乃是一个活的身体。
It reject all foreign elements.
它排斥一切外来的东西。
So what is not of Christ will be rejected.
所以不是从基督来的都是被拒绝。
Only what is of Christ can be joined into the body of Christ.
只有是基督的才能够被建造在基督身体的里面。
I think this is a very important principle we need to hold on.
我觉得这是一个我们需要抓住的重要的原则。
The problem with the church today,
今天教会的难处乃是
is not outside,
不是外面的
is not outward persecution.
哦，不是外面来的逼迫。
Fact tells us, the more persecution.The stronger the church.
事实告诉我们，外面的逼迫越厉害，教会就越坚强。
The problem of the church is you and me.
今天教会的难处乃是你和我。
Are you seeking for a perfect church?
你是不是在那找一个完美的教会呢？
Some people said,
有人说
if you are there, there is no perfect church.
如果你在里面。那个教会就不完全了。
That is very true.
这实在是真实的。
We are the problem.
我们是难处。
Because we, in our natural life, is a foreign element.
因为我们在这个天然的生命的里面，乃是。外来的东西。
So, to the living church of the living God, it will be rejected.
对于永生神的教会，这个永生活的神的来讲，这些东西会被拒绝的。
That's why we say again and again, the cross needs to work in us.
所以我们一再的说，十字架需要在我们身上动工。
It so works that it will eliminate all that is not of Christ.
他这样工作就把一切不是出于基督的都除掉。
Only what is remain of Christ will be built into the living church of God.
只有是出于基督的，才被建造留在教会的里面。
The cross is not only a necessity to Christ.
十字架不单只对基督来讲是必须的。
The cross is a necessity to every one of us.
十字架也是我们每个人也必须要的。
His cross gave us the strength to bear our cross.
他的十字架给我们力量去背负我们的十字架。
So after all, it is from Him, through Him, and unto Him.
所以一切都是本于他，依靠他，也归于他。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主，
our hearts are deeply moved by thy love.
我们的心被你的爱感动。
Who are we?
我们是谁？
That thou are willing to go to the cross for us.
你竟然为了我们上十字架。
Sometimes, Lord, we wonder if it's worthwhile.
很多时候，我们实在觉得这值得吗？
Thou hast done so much for us.
主啊，你为我们做了这么多。
But where are we?
我们今天在哪里呢？
We pray that thy spirit will search our hearts.
我们求你的灵鉴察我们。
Do not spare us.
你不要在那里不管我们。
May thy cross be transplanted into us.
愿你的十字架能够种在我们的里面，
and deliver us from ourselves，
把我们从我们自己里面拯救出来，
that our eternal purpose may be fulfilled in us，
让你那永远的旨意成就在我们的身上。
Dear Lord, forgive us，
亲爱的主，求你赦免我们。
Forgive us for delaying thy return，
求你赦免我们，我们延迟了你的再来。
Pray that we may, by thy grace, be a people who hasten thy return.
我们求你叫我们成为那些催促你来的人。
Come,
主啊，
quickly, Lord Jesus.
主啊，求你快来。
In thy precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。